session to order, and I want to start by inviting up Sister Harriet Cook. Harriet is an elder with the Musqueam First Nations here in Vancouver. And Harriet, if you can join us and extend greetings.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for inviting me here tonight to your great convention. You look like a bunch of very dedicated people, and so many of you all at once is really something else to see. Jeff said, I'm an elder from the Musqueam Reserve. So, welcome to Musqueam territory. Have a wonderful convention. Solve some problems for yourselves and for us too. Thank you. You have heard Susan Aglukart's song, OCM. That is a Salish greeting. We use that, and it's kind of like a thank you and a greeting at the same time, and we always raise our hands, and it's OCM.
Thank you, Harriet. By way of introduction, my name is Jeff Fox, and I'm president of the BCNDP. It's my honor to welcome you here to the BCNDP convention and to wish you all the best over the next couple of days. I want to start by first of all asking those delegates that are first-time delegates to raise their hands. Wow. Well, if the rest of you could give them a warm greeting. And next, how about those who were delegates in 2003 that are back here with us this weekend? How about raising your hands? All right. Now, these are folks that have witnessed a hell of a journey in the past 2 years. Since we left convention in 2003, a short term later, we went into the federal election. And we had an awesome result in the federal campaign where we doubled the popular vote of the NDP in British Columbia and increased the number of members of parliament from British Columbia from the NDP from 2 to 5. At the same time, we asked Carol James to pack a suitcase and basically go on the road for about 18 months. And Carol went out and began an exercise of introducing herself and our party to many British Columbians who were interested in re-engaging the NDP and hearing what our thoughts were and ideas were and our vision for the future. That culminated shortly thereafter by increasing our caucus complement by 50% with the by-election victory in Surrey and the election of Jagrup Rawar. Throughout all of this, we took a membership that at the convention in 2003 was just over the 12,000 mark, 12,000 and change, where last year we hit a peak at approximately 40,000 members in the BCNDP. And building on that momentum and the energy that those new individuals brought to the party, we developed a provincial campaign strategy that was a very, very interesting exercise. I think it was a very inclusive exercise. I think we presented British Columbians with a thoughtful, pragmatic, strategic platform that positioned us well as we headed into the drop of the writ. And I also want to just see by show of hand, or if you were a candidate for us in 2005, would you just stand up? Any candidates from the 2005 campaign? And we had an outstanding team of candidates throughout British Columbia in all 79 constituencies, and we're very proud of the field of the candidates that we were successful in attracting and the work that they did within the campaigns and delivering our message and reaching out to British Columbians. And in that campaign, and I would suggest that in some ways it might be the theme of our convention, that in that campaign we went from 3 to 33. And we went from being... We were successful in forming the largest NDP opposition in the history of British Columbia and re-establishing a role for a legitimate opposition in Canada and ensuring that all British Columbians had a voice in the legislature, and it was truly a remarkable, remarkable journey. In addition to that, on the business side of the party, we worked really hard in terms of raising the necessary funds to run a strong, credible provincial campaign, and we were successful in doing that. We worked hard at returning some monies, increased monies to constituencies, and we were able this year to take a step towards that objective. We worked hard at eliminating the debt that we had within this party when we were last at convention in 2003, and were successful in doing just that. And in addition to that, we made a very serious commitment to focusing on constituencies and working as best we could to increase the capacity of you and the people within your constituency who ultimately are the real face and the real workers of this party. And we know we have a ways to go there, but we do believe that over the past couple of years, we took a decent step in the right direction in that area. This weekend, we've got lots of more opportunities in front of us. And this weekend, we have a number of resolutions and initiatives that I just want to flag for you. We will have a resolution on the floor tomorrow with regards to the affiliation and our relationship with the House of Labour, and we're quite excited about the remedy that is being brought forward that was reflected a unanimous vote at our provincial council, and it's a result that I think revitalizes the relationship with Labour, strengthens the relationship with Labour, and creates a relationship that we can move forward on. In addition to that, there are many, many people in this room who have worked very hard on the issue of one member, one vote. And this convention will represent the last step in that journey, where we do the constitutional amendments to formally entrench the decision that this party has made to move to a one member, one vote model for the election of our leader. The convention should also be about ideas and new ideas, and tomorrow we have a series of workshops. We have a tremendous keynote speaker in Dr. Michael Ratchless, who is an innovator in the area of healthcare, and who's going to talk to us about trends and opportunities that are happening in a global context and in other jurisdictions, and in essence challenge us to think about some ideas that may be appropriate for British Columbia, or at a minimum to challenge us to think outside the box. And in addition to that, we've got a series of other workshops where it is an interactive process where we're hoping that you'll come, you'll participate, you'll engage, and you'll offer your viewpoints on ideas and options that we as a party should be pursuing on behalf of all British Columbians. And if you haven't already done so, I would encourage you to register for the workshop of your choice. And there is a registration desk just outside in the foyer area. If you have not done so already, I would encourage you to do so before you go home today, so that we can figure out the space requirements and the resourcing needs for each of the workshops. In addition, this convention is going to have a strong emphasis on the upcoming federal campaign. And this weekend, quite frankly, is the unofficial launch of the federal NDP campaign in British Columbia. And we're going to have Jack Layton here to kick off that process. We've got a number of candidates who are here with us as well. And what we need to do is we need to take the energy and optimism of this convention. And quite frankly, when we go home on Monday, it's time to call that local constituent office or the riding president or the campaign office and say, you know what, I'm here to sign up for some shifts. And we need to get started, and there is a real opportunity here in British Columbia to make very, very significant inroads in this federal campaign. As we look ahead leaving the convention, again, the federal campaign will dominate our activities for the next 6 to 8 weeks, and I think we have a legitimate opportunity here to, at a minimum, double the number of BC New Democrat members of Parliament, and the notion of tripling that number is not beyond reach at all. Okay? In addition to that, in this convention here, we're going to introduce to you a process that we're going to spend some time on over the next little while, and that is a review of our nomination process. There were a number of lessons in an administrative context and that we learned from the recent processes, both federally and provincially. We're committed to strengthening our nomination process, and this convention will introduce you to that discussion. We're hoping you will take it home into your constituencies and begin some work in terms of moving forward there. We also have made a commitment on a financial review task force, where we want to work with constituencies and specifically treasurers and financial agents to streamline our processes, to strengthen our processes, and to provide more resources and support at a constituency and riding level. And then lastly, in 2006, we have our regional conferences, and that will take place in the fall of 2006. So as we look ahead in terms of leaving this convention, there's work to do immediately at home. And then as we enter 2006, there's a number of opportunities, all of which will result in this party being stronger and better suited to run the strongest campaign possible in 2009 and form government here in British Columbia. Thank you.